While sequestration and the broader defense drawdown will no doubt have an impact on the entire defense industrial base, the Pentagon is not worried about contracting giants like Northrop Grumman or Raytheon going out of business anytime soon. Those firms have seen the writing on the wall for some time and have begun streamlining operations, building up cash reserves, and mining other sources of revenue in preparation for a downturn. But acquisition leaders in each of the military services say they're very worried about small businesses who either contract directly with DOD or serve as a second or third tier supplier to the big guys. Lieutenant General Charles Davis is the military deputy for Air Force acquisition. He says DOD has been caught off guard before by the sudden failure of small businesses who provide one-of-a-kind capabilities.
It does not take long for a small business to get in trouble real quickly. We have small businesses that basically are responsible for doing things like building the fuses for most of our weapons. And it is the most challenging thing, it's the most underappreciated thing, but it's the one thing that will cause the reliability of our weapons to fail instantly. We've had some very good success stories, and we continue to bring these people on. We had a small individual in California at once that manufactured surfboards. He competed and successfully won and builds a very key component now as a bigger business for our joint air-to-surface standoff missile, the JASSM missile, which is a key component of Global Strike. We have currently have a woman on disadvantaged small business that builds the target drones for our training across the Gulf and across the Pacific. And it's these weapons, these missiles, these drones that provide our crews the ability to employ like in wartime. So as you can see, they're not necessarily the leading edge on our weapons, but they're things we cannot execute if they're not there.
For the last 2 years, DOD has been in the process of building a sector-by-sector, tier-by-tier map of its industrial base so it can prevent the failure of firms that build must-have products or services. But that task becomes more difficult in an environment in which the Pentagon itself is more or less clueless about its budget for the next few months, let alone the next few years. Heidi Hsu is the Army's Assistant Secretary for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology.
Due to the instability of the financial budget, it's very difficult for the primes even to do the planning, much less telling them the impacts to their immediate supplier in the second tier, or the third tier, or the fourth tier. That is the biggest concern that we all have across the board. We look at our industrial base impacts continuously. We look at not just on the production side, we look at the design aspect, we also look at component suppliers as well. So my fear is due to the instability of the current budget environment, it is very, very difficult to tell these companies that's multiple layers down that provides a niche capability how long they can survive the downturn, because we don't have clear visibility in terms of the gap.
Even before sequestration, the federal government's budget limbo has had a significant impact on small businesses. Since continuing resolutions are now commonplace in each budget cycle for at least part of the year, agencies are generally prohibited from awarding new START contracts for at least the first few months of each year. Sean Stackley, the Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Research, Development, and Acquisition, says this year's CR has already begun to jeopardize the survival prospects of some small companies the Navy can't do without.
The Department of the Navy is extremely unique in terms of some of our platforms, specifically nuclear submarines, nuclear aircraft carriers. We build them at very low rates and no one else does. So the components that are assembled into the construction of these critical platforms, much of that industrial base is small business, almost a cottage industry that builds small numbers of critical items. We have to work that small business base directly to ensure its long-term viability, its health and welfare come all of the ebb and flow of the budget cycle.
The same is true in the Navy's aviation program, Stackley says.
There is one small business manufacturer in the country that is responsible for the forging, the hobbing, and machining of most of the rotor heads for all of our rotary programs. One small business manufacturer, single point of failure, and in fact, he is struggling at this particular time.
There are other ways in which this year's budget problems have already hurt small business contracting, even before sequestration. The operation and maintenance accounts, which fund military training, civilian salaries, and a host of other functions, also pay for small contracts issued by individual bases or military commands. General Davis from the Air Force says as each military service scours those accounts for savings in order to pay for immediate wartime needs, those contracts have been pared back.
So anything across our bases and installations where just the most routine services generally are all set aside for small businesses. So out of roughly 44 million of O&M, a very large chunk of that goes to small businesses to do maintenance on buildings, to do military construction, which we have virtually no money for, to be able to run the services that operate most of these installations. So anything related to any of our O&M accounts, which are certainly going to be the ones to suffer first. We know right now we are $170 million behind where we were in small business obligations last year compared to this point last year, simply because they've started pulling back the obligations on O&M because they know what's coming, to be able to just keep our fighter squadrons flying at a certain level.
If the military begins to lose small businesses that provide critical services, it will have to look for ways to rebuild those capabilities down the road once the federal budget cycle returns to normalcy. It will also have to rework its plans for each of its major acquisition programs. The Army's SHU says her service will try to recover later what it will lose this year as a result of sequestration, but building those plans right now is next to impossible.
You can only recover if you have a full understanding of the limitation of the cuts and what's going to happen next. If we had a budget and if we know exactly what's going to happen this year in future years, you can at least start to do the detailed planning. But the tremendous uncertainty that we're facing today is posing these challenges, because I can't tell, as my counterparts have already articulated, since each of our programs is being cut, we have to rework every single program. To understand the long-term impact, it's hard to judge without knowing what's going to happen to the future budgets. So I have some significant concerns, sir.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.